Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So, I'm Robert Beatles, also known as Crypto Beatles on YouTube and TV, also the co-founder and builder of Monarch Wallet. Today, we have with us on CoinDesk Live...
Yeah, I'm Ivan from CTO Network. I'm the CEO and co-founder of CTO. So CTO is a decentralized exchange on three different blockchains, actually. So I think that's the one of the first in the world.
Awesome, man. So CEO of Switch.io, which is a decentralized exchange, right? Mm-hmm. So being a decentralized exchange, what kind of cryptocurrencies are you guys, you know, exchanging right now?
Yeah, so right now we have integrated NEO, Ethereum, and EOS.
So basically, so NEO, Ethereum, and EOS. So can you do like all MP5s, all ERC20s, all EOS-based tokens too, or just the main coins?
Yep, basically every token there.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. And so like, can you do it from a mobile application or like the desktop, or how's it work?
So it's a web app at the moment. We are considering a mobile app, but it's really mobile friendly. So you can use it on the phone at any time. You can load your own mobile wallet, say a Trust wallet, and use the DApp browser and just trade directly from it.
Interesting. How's the liquidity on that? Because right now, I mean, it's tough with just regular exchanges.
Right.
But like decentralized exchanges, most people are just like really trying to hodl their bags, right? Because they think it's going to be worth a lot more. So right. It really takes a special someone, because a lot of people are like really tribalists, you know what I mean? They just believe in their project and they're not really ready to let it go. Yeah. So how's that working? How's the liquidity? How's, you know, the exchange going?
So because we're one of the first on the NEO blockchain, for NEO and NB5 tokens, I think it's pretty decent for us. I mean, considering our current market. For Ethereum, actually, we are doing certain interesting things. I think the space is moving in a direction where the whole DeFi movement actually is going to help us a lot. So for example, we're integrating Kyber Network, and Uniswap as liquidity pools. So basically, anyone who uses our exchange in the future will have a simulated order book where all the liquidity from these DeFi DApps can be used.
Huh. Very cool, man. So, I mean, you just basically need more people there then, right? To kind of boost up that liquidity, right?
Because
if it's me, right, and I want to go and I want to swap one token for the next, I basically have to wait for another person, right?
Right.
To, you know, kind of fill the order for me or swap tokens?
Well, not necessarily. So, so for example, have you heard of Uniswap and Kyber Network?
Okay.
So basically, these are decentralized market makers where they already have tokens locked up in the smart contracts. And so at any time, you basically have liquidity, meaning that... if you set your limit order at an appropriate price, you can match it against these decentralized liquidity pools.
Gotcha. Yeah. What's the fees look like? You know what I mean? Like when you say using Binance versus using Switch.io, you know, say you wanted to, I don't know, trade Ethereum for basic attention token.
So I think it's pretty competitive. We charge around the same as Binance, 0.2% at the moment. We do have a discount token similar to Binance. I think the only difference is that there may be a network fee if your trade size is too small, because at the end of the day, we are a decentralized exchange, meaning every trade has to go onto the blockchain, basically. Yeah.
Gotcha. So that's going to make things a little bit slower then, right? So with like a centralized exchange, you expect speed, right? You're going to get that same amount of speed with a decentralized exchange?
Well, that's not true. So for our exchange, it's pretty unique. The architecture we use is similar to IDEX. Have you ever used IDEX?
Sure.
Yeah, so basically we do the order matching and the order execution off-chain, and you just sign a message. So this message can be broadcast to the blockchain at a later time, and then that's when the settlement actually happens.
So how do you consider this a truly decentralized exchange if you have a centralized order book?
Right. So there's two things. One is that we are still non-custodian, because every trade still has to be paid on the has to be broadcasted to the blockchain. Regarding the order matching, we're also trying to decentralize that. So actually, that's the next thing on our roadmap. We're building a Cosmos-based, a Tendermint-based sidechain where orders will be actually broadcasted to this decentralized network of nodes instead. And the validators will be able to make sure there's no front running, there's no any shenanigans, etc. And then we'll be really completely decentralized when that happens.
All right. And you had said the fees are about 0.02, right? So if we use a Switch.io, you know, coin or token, what are we looking at fee-wise?
Right now we have a 25% discount.
Right.
And so we bring it down to about 0.15%.
Gotcha, man. So give me your best 30-second pitch as why somebody should use Switchy over Binance.
Yeah, I think if you are new to crypto, you should definitely check us out because it's amazing experience. You get to experience the full power of crypto. You get to trade while still owning and accessing your funds, but then you don't have any. There's no UX issues like in the past of in how previous decentralized exchanges are like.
Gotcha. Yeah. And the customer is in 100% control of their funds at all time?
Correct. So we have like escape hatches if you decide that CGO can no longer be trusted, and you can go to the smart contract and withdraw your funds at any time.
Yeah. Gotcha, man. Where can people go to find more about you as well as your exchange?
Yeah, so head down to switcho.exchange. That's switcho.exchange. And yeah, just check us out.
You got a Twitter handle so people can go follow you?
Yes. I think we are at CGO Network. Yeah.
Cool, man. Last question. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, man, what would it be?
Pasta, man.
You said what?
Pasta.
Pasta?
Yeah, like aglio olio is my favorite.
Dude, those carbs would wreck me, man. All right, cool. So, again, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, TV, hit me up anytime. Also the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.